Now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight. One final time as we talk high school basketball. The playoffs are here, and our Horton Conversations are brought to you by Union State Bank. Please be joined now by Chargers girls basketball coach, that is Bailey Lanter. Coach, you know, you go into this year, it's your first year leading this program, and there were certainly some expectations coming in with the players that you had returning. And you guys overall had a great season, 15-7. You guys go 8-2 in the league. Now, I know there was an opportunity to win a league championship at that game against Troy last week, Troy ultimately getting that win. You know, giving yourself an opportunity, one, that final game of the regular season, you have an opportunity to play for the league championship. You guys win 15 games, 8-2 in the league, as we mentioned. How would you assess your first year leading this program?
I was very pleased. I didn't quite know, you know, coming in this year, being new, having a different way of doing things as far as what the girls were used to in the past, I didn't really know what to expect. But I was very pleasantly surprised and very pleased to see the way that the girls, you know, adapted and embraced a lot of the things that we were doing this year. And I can't shake my head too much or hang my chin too much as far as what the girls were able to accomplish. Very pleased with how the season has gone so far as we start to kind of wrap things up.
Yeah, and obviously the postseason, still a lot to play for. What about the senior class and the girls kind of leading that charge there? Of course, I know there were some underclassmen who saw some time this year, but, you know, tip of the cap to the seniors and what you saw from them this season, and obviously they have one more opportunity here as the playoffs get going this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I had three seniors leading our team this year. We had Kara Covers Up and JoJo Switch and Aubrey Wilson. You know, all three of those girls, you know, contributed a lot to what we were able to accomplish this season through their leadership, through their work ethic. You know, they kind of put themselves out there every night on the court and gave it everything they got. And, yeah, you know, our season's not over. We're still looking to make a push here in the postseason. And I definitely look to them to kind of lead the way a lot like they have throughout the season. So,
yeah, what's it going to take to make a run here? You guys, you know, get the 5 seed in the field, so you get a familiar opponent in Valley Falls, the 12 seed here on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. So you guys are going to host this game. We'll have it on KNCA, by the way. But, you know, you could see Moore Hill Mounts Academy in that semifinals. Obviously, if you make a couple wins and make a little bit of a run here, you know, you have an opportunity to play for a sub-state championship over at Mission Valley. But in terms of the matchup and just how the bracket shaked out, you know, what are your thoughts there?
You know, I'm pretty pleased with where we find ourselves sitting in the bracket. You know, we've got some good competition, you know, on our side. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how it all kind of shakes out. But, you know, we're really going to have to just kind of stay focused and stay the course. We have a lot of things that worked well for us throughout the season. We want to continue to build on those things. You know, and then there's those slight adjustments, you know, those things as we got down to the end of the regular season that we said we still aren't pleased with, or we still aren't quite doing it the way we want to do it. So still looking to make those adjustments in practice and just getting us in a position to play some really good ball here, you know, in this final stretch.
Final coach, okay, Valley Falls, opening round opponent. You saw him on January 31st. You won that game 61-40. What's going to be different this time around, and what's it going to take to get a win against the Dragons and move on to the sub-state semifinals?
I think we're going to have to come out and play with intensity. I think we're going to have to, like I said, be focused, be disciplined. You know, when you're in the postseason, everybody's looking to play their best ball, so we're going to have to come out and do that for sure, and hopefully it goes in our favor tomorrow night. So
there it is, Bailey Lanter. We always appreciate it very much. Horton Chargers girls basketball coach, getting 15 wins in her first year leading the program, 8-2 mark in the league. They get Valley Falls at home Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have it on KNZA, of course, as the playoffs are off and running in the 2A classification. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long for joining us. Thank you again, and good luck here throughout the postseason.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.